It's back, everybody, not just us here on the Morning Wake Up. We appreciate you being here, as always, whether you're at home, on the way to work, getting the kids to school. But it's back, and we're talking about the word Benghazi, the House Select Committee investigating that deadly attack there. Of course, the one that that killed the ambassador. It was a very tragic situation in the nation of Libya, and it tends to ebb and flow, but it's back in a big way this week with a subpoena that has been issued to a former Clinton White House aide, Sidney, very well-known one, too, by the way, Sidney Blumenthal. We're going to discuss that this morning and the implication of Benghazi as we enter, yes, once again, another political campaign for the presidency. Fox News digital political editor is Chris Steyerwald, who joins us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and I hope you are too. It's interesting that this does ebb and flow a little bit, but especially in the United States House, they do not let go of Benghazi. So, what is the latest with this, as from your viewpoint?
Well, the issue here is yes, the New York Times today has new details out about what Sidney Blumenthal, a longtime retainer and factotum of the Clintons, dating back to the former president's impeachment and beyond, what he was saying about the what would end up being the false narrative that was offered about what happened in Benghazi, and was counseling then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about dealing with it and all of that stuff. More consequential, though, and this goes beyond the attack in Benghazi and goes to the central issue right now for Hillary Clinton's candidacy, which is on ethics and trust issues and public accountability issues. Sidney Blumenthal was the Secretary Clinton was forbidden by the White House, by President Obama, from retaining Blumenthal, who was a vicious political hatchet man who had done hatchet work on Obama during the 2008 election, and they said, you may not have him in your employ at the State Department. So she didn't, but she kept him on as a secret advisor paid through the Clinton Foundation. And we find out through emails that were given to the House investigators and leaked to the New York Times that Blumenthal was providing information to Hillary Clinton about what was going on in Libya prior to the attack and what was going on there to help her direct U.S. foreign policy in Libya. That wouldn't be that big a deal.
Right.
That would be a betrayal of the president, but not that big of a deal. The bigger deal is he was engaged in trying to profit off of the Libya policy that Hillary Clinton had promulgated, which was a regime change toppling Muammar Gaddafi and putting the Islamist rebels in control of the country. That's come to a terrible disaster, but at the time there was hope among Blumenthal and others that there would be money to be made from Libya's petroleum and other things and that they could get in on it. And he was trading on his influence and access to Clinton to make this money or attempt to make this money and feeding her information at the same time. What she then did, we find out today, was take the information he was giving her, some of it bogus, and shoving it into the State Department chain, into the pipeline of information that was being used to help formulate policy, and not saying from whence it came. We know in one case it was just called a friend of HRC, but we don't know, but we don't have evidence today in the New York Times that she ever said, this is from an ethically compromised outsider. I'll put it this way. In the State Department, whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you saw that something came from Sidney Blumenthal, you would be sorely tempted to push delete.
Wow. Okay. So you lay out a very broad picture there, and a deep one as well, a combination thereof. But I got to ask you, Chris, if you're trying to connect the dots here, and with Blumenthal, he's such a big figure, as you said, going back many, many years, is there anything that's beyond unseemly? Is it just look bad, or is there something where they could actually, when they have him and he's answering questions, connect those dots to say American lives were put in danger because of this? Or is that the biggest bridge to cross?
Well, I mean, there's two things. There's one that you're there's one which is a congressional inquest into Benghazi. I don't know what, I don't know where they'll get. I don't know if they'll ever make the case. I have no idea. I suspect that what, Trey Gowdy, who runs that committee, is hoping to do is catch, get Blumenthal under oath and catch him in a lie, and use that as a pry bar to get to other things. But I don't know what they're going to do. But the probably more consequential issue is, how does this affect, as yet another element of Hillary Clinton's quest to return to the White House, how does this affect that effort? And I would have to say this. We have heard a continuing drumbeat from the Clintons, which is, look, it's a circumstantial case. It's a circumstantial case. Nobody has a smoking gun. Nobody has hard evidence that Hillary Clinton did favors or shaded her actions, official actions, to her own financial benefit or of that of her patrons and friends.
Nothing to see here. Move on.
And they have said over and over again that's the case.
Okay.
But you know what? The truth is, when you talk about electing somebody president of the United States, a person who finds themselves in what our Catholic brethren call a near occasion of sin over and over and over again, at a certain point you say, I think you may not be doing enough to steer clear of these problems. And I think this, especially if she is not able, as she has so far not been able to do, make a clean breast of things, sit down and be accountable to reporters and explain this stuff. Unless she's able to do that, I don't think she's going to get to be president.
Does she have enough, though, in her own party to get the nomination and overcome anything along those lines?
Democrats, so far, she has moved to the left on a series of social issues, and she has done that. But she, so far, there's no appetite, apparently, on the left to try to topple her.
To try to take her on. She's got too many, bona fides still, despite the baggage as well. What you're going to get as somebody who's been involved in politics, for so many years now, and it has been, it's hard to believe, but I remember when they were new on the stage, and I was working in Missouri at the time, when they, our staff was covering them in Arkansas, she has been a part of the fixture for a long, long time. Chris, it's fascinating. You clearly have a great grip on this right now. We'll see if other media pick up on this as well. Chris Steyerwald, Fox News digital politics editor, joining us this morning. Thanks, Chris.
Have a great day.
You too, absolutely. And keep it right here. We've got more coming up as we head into your holiday weekend here, the long holiday weekend. You keep it on 1320 WILS.